Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Welcome back to another AppleVis podcast, everybody. I'm Mike Malarcy, and in this episode, I'm going to show you guys how to use the Uber app. If somehow you still have no idea what Uber is, just imagine it as a much cheaper version of a taxi cab that you can summon from your phone. Works great, and with the new laws and rules that they've implemented, you shouldn't, put a little star there, shouldn't have any issues for those of you with service dogs getting a ride anymore. So there's going to be three things we're going to cover. I'm going to show you how to set it up, how to request a ride, and then I'm going to talk about how to leave a rating on your driver. So that being said, let's go ahead and open up
Uber.
Uber.
Uber. Alert. Allow Uber to access your location while you use the app?
Naturally, you're going to want to say yes to that because it uses your GPS to show the driver where you are. And if you had vision, it shows a little map to show you where your driver is. So you're definitely going to need to turn that on.
We use don't allow, allow, button, allow, Uber, push notifications, heading, get trip updates the easy way, Uber, 1 minute ago, your Uber is on the way. Now you can receive updates about your ride via push notifications. It will only send stuff that's important, and you can continue. Button.
Okay, pretty self-explanatory. I recommend.
Uber would like to notify. Don't allow. Okay.
Button. We'll go ahead and say yes.
Select it.
I recommend that you do that because with your phone in your pocket, if you're waiting for your ride, you'll get a notification that'll tell you like your Uber is a couple minutes away or your Uber is arriving. Last time I used this, I got that notification that it was arriving. I walked out my front door right as the car pulled into my driveway. So definitely handy little feature. I recommend you leave it on. So the next screen we get here is basically kind of your home screen. This is the screen that you're going to see the first time you launch this app once you get everything set up. It's got different options for selecting what type of Uber you want, the regular one, the XL, which is a larger version, those sorts of things. And then there's a text box where you can add in where you are and where you want to go. Now, most important of all, there are your account options. You're going to have to create an account, add some sort of a payment option before you can, you know, use this thing. So
selected. UberX, UberXL, button, selected.
Let's go ahead and scroll through here and I'll just kind of give you a look around.
UberXL, button.
Okay, that's the option again to select the type of car you want. The default one is the smaller, regular car.
Selected, UberX, select, button, SUV, button, access, button, center map, button, account menu, button, pickup location, 1,287, destination, enter destination, button.
Okay, so most of the stuff, as you guys can hear, is pretty self-explanatory. It has my location already, and then right here, a little text box with the destination. One thing I will give you guys a bit of a heads up on, Explore by Touch isn't the most reliable. I've had more success with flicking. I'm pretty sure that visually there's a map on the screen, and you can explore by touch near the upper half of the screen.
Pickup location. One. Pickup location. One. Destination. Enter. Pickup location.
Obviously, and find some of this stuff, but again, flicking is easier. Before we do anything else, let's jump over into our account menu and have a little look around.
Pick account menu, pickup location, account menu, button, account menu, close, button.
All right.
Mike Malarcy.
As you can hear, I'm already logged in. I did delete it and reinstalled it, but it saved all my login info, so I couldn't go through the entire login process with you guys. It's going to ask you for a phone number. It's going to send you a code to type in, and I'm pretty sure it's going to prompt you to add a payment option right there. You can use PayPal, you can use a credit card, and they've got this little feature where it turns on your camera, and you're supposed to be able to hold your credit card right out in front. I could not get that to work. I ended up doing the PayPal route just because that ended up being much, much faster than trying to get my stupid card to scan. So keep that in mind.
Close. Button. Payment. Button.
Okay. If you, for whatever reason, screw that up or want to change it, right here in your account options is where you can find all your payment settings. You can come in here, add some new ones, get rid of the old ones, you know, manage everything about it.
History. Button. Help. Button. Free rides. Button. Promotions. Button. Notifications. Button. Drive with Uber. Button. Settings. Button. About. Button. About. Button.
Okay. Pretty much all the normal kind of stuff you get presented with when you look into settings in any sort of the apps like this. You can come in here and kind of poke around. But like I said, it's been a bit since I've gone through the whole process of setting this up, but it does a pretty good job of walking you through step by step. And remember, Explore by Touch isn't always the best option. You might have to do a bit of a combo. Sometimes the app can be a little bit weird, but it is usable. Setting it up, like a lot of these apps, is often the hardest part. Requesting a ride is the easy part. So let's go ahead and do that.
Mike Millar, close, button, close,
Pickup location, 1,287.
Okay, it's already got my pickup location. Let's go to destination.
Destination. Enter destination. Destination. Search field.
Okay, we get a little text field here. Sportsman's Warehouse.
Inserted Sportsman's Warehouse.
Okay.
Pickup location. 1,287
W. Again, up toward the top, it still has our pickup location. And I haven't hit the return key or go, whatever the keyboard shows down there. But if I just move my finger down my screen, I'll get some suggestions, some matches to my search.
Sportsman's Warehouse, 7,200. Sportsman's Warehouse, West Riverdale Road, Riverdale, UT. Sportsman's Warehouse, Heber City, UT. Sportsman's Warehouse, 7,200 South, Midvale, UT. Button.
All right, let's go ahead and click on this one. Once your destination's in there, everything is looking good. Go ahead and flick to the right until you find
clear destination. Set pickup location.
This.
ETA 5 minutes.
Button. And as you can hear, ETA 5 minutes. It's not a long way. So we're going to click on this.
Button.
And so most of your screen here is going to be taken up by a map. There's a few things, though, down kind of toward the bottom that I want to show you guys.
Center map. Back. Button. Confirmation. Pickup location. 1,280.
Okay. It's got the pickup location, obviously.
Destination. Sportsman.
It has where we're going.
Clear destination. Payment. PayPal account. Fare estimate. Button.
It's got our payment option and a fare estimate. You can click on this and it'll give you a rough estimate based on where you're going, surge pricing. There's things like that. There are factors that may change the price. So keep that in mind when you're using this. It won't always be the same price to the same location. If you go somewhere Saturday night at 8, 9 p.m., it's probably going to cost you a little bit more.
Promo code, button.
If you got a promo code, you can type in it right there.
Request UberX, button.
And when you're ready to go, you push that button right there. And now I'm not going to do it because I actually don't want to go to Sportsman's Warehouse right now. I've got a podcast to edit. But that literally is all there is to it. That's how you set it up. That's how you request a car. And the last thing, the final step, is reviewing your driver. Like I told you guys back at the start, if you turn your notifications on, you'll get alerts on when your driver is going to show up and when they're actually kind of pulling in next to you. And often they can even call you. They might just honk the horn. You never quite know what the driver is going to do, but usually pretty simple. The times I've used it, I've never had an issue with the driver. Everything has gone perfectly. And when I arrive at my destination, I get a little alert on my phone that tells me how much I just paid for my ride. And when you open up the Uber app, it'll take you directly to the screen to leave a star rating on your driver. 1 for pretty crappy and 5 for great. So if you have a good experience, just give them 5 stars. Most of the time, they're pretty great. I know there have been people in our community that have had issues, but for the most part, things really do work well. Once you leave them that rating, that's really all there is to it until the next time you need to request an Uber. Uber is available in most areas, so I recommend that you check it out if it's something you might be interested in. Sorry to our Austin listeners, Austin, Texas. I know the city kicked them out, so you guys are kind of out of luck now. But for the rest of us, this is a great resource that I recommend you have on your phone. Even if you're not planning on using it, it's a good backup, a good just-in-case sort of a tool. That's all I've got for you right now, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. If you guys have any questions, go ahead and reach out. I'm on Twitter at Mike Malarcy. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.